Let's turn just for a moment to some other news. Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has a new job at Uber. He'll replace Travis Kalanick as the ride-hailing service's top executive, and he'll try to turn the company around. And this announcement comes after recent moves by Uber to take what it admits are overdue steps to keep its drivers satisfied, including boosting pay and providing more support for the 600,000 or so Uber drivers on the nation's roads during a typical week. But as Martin DeCaro from WAMU in Washington reports, the company that's kept customers happy with cheap rides is still figuring out how to do the same for drivers.
Kim Hall drives for a living behind the wheel of a school bus in Maryland. It's a long day.
My job actually is a split shift, so I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and my evening shift wouldn't end till 6.
You can imagine how tired she must have been after she started driving for Uber, too, to make a little more money.
It was consuming my life at one point.
But despite all the hours on the road, Hall says it wasn't profitable. The fares were often very low.
Net to you would be like $4.
And she leased a car from Uber. The weekly payment, $137. That's a lot of fares just to break even.
Like Friday night and a Saturday, I would maybe earn like $180-some. And once Uber takes their $130-something, you know, I'm left with $50. And that's just not worth my time.
So after a year of juggling the two jobs, Hall quit Uber. The money simply was not what she expected. And enough drivers seemingly agree because the company is making some changes. Up first, the launch of in-app tipping.
The number one request of drivers.
And Uber DC spokesman Bill Gibbons says drivers will also get 24/7 phone support, protection from unjustified bad ratings, $15 every time they return a lost item to a passenger, and faster document review when they apply for the job.
This is a start, and I want to emphasize this is a start. 180 days of change that we've committed to.
But one thing Uber won't commit to is raising drivers' rates. Uber keeps rates low to compete with Lyft and other ride-hailing apps. That's its business model. Instead, it boosts drivers' earnings with incentives and bonuses. But researcher Katie Wells at George Washington University says this makes it next to impossible for drivers to figure out how much they might make.
They had a feeling that they were making money. But when we actually did the math with them, some of them came down to hourly earnings that were below minimum wage.
Wells is studying whether Uber's promises of freedom and flexibility amount to good income. Her research team interviewed 40 drivers in the Washington, D.C. area. She says the only way to make any real money is to stay on the road for hours on end, waiting for surge pricing to kick in, or accept enough rides that you qualify for bonuses the following week.
For some of them, there was adrenaline involved. Like, they were going to beat the system.
But all the while, expenses are mounting.
Gas, insurance, maintenance of the vehicle.
She says this is important because Uber is one of the Washington region's largest employers, with 30,000 drivers on the streets. Uber's Bill Gibbons says the recent batch of improvements proves the company is listening to them.
We want them to give us a chance. We're hoping we're making this experience as seamless and convenient and stress-free as possible for them. We want this to be a good way for them to make extra income.
Despite what critics say, Uber has hundreds of thousands of drivers on its platforms and remains the dominant ride-sharing company.
There's definitely some positives. People enjoy the flexibility.
Harry Campbell is the rideshare guy. At least that's the name of his blog, a veritable encyclopedia for drivers of the gig economy.
But at the same time, I think that over the years, Uber has really prioritized passengers, and drivers haven't necessarily benefited from a lot of Uber's growth.
Campbell says Uber is now starting to repair its relationship with drivers, but he says don't expect Uber to simply raise rates. And he has a theory why they'll remain so low, to convince casual customers to dump their cars and rely solely on a combination of Uber and public transportation.
They get riders going from casual users to sort of those raving fans who need Uber for 10, 20, 30 rides a week.
Uber limo driver Henok Wadra says he's been on the platform 4.5 years, but his weekly earnings are more unpredictable now than they were when he started. Now he's competing against so many more drivers for lower fares.
Between 400 to 1,000, 1,200.
But he intends to stick with it.
Sometimes it's what you do best. You know, this is, you know, the profession he chose.
6 years after Uber arrived in D.C. and other cities, it's still a challenge to keep riders and drivers happy. For Here and Now, I'm Martin DeCaro.